News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, it is nearly that time of year again. The clocks are going to go back by 1 hour on the 26th of October, which is Saturday week, marking the end of what's referred to as daylight savings. But talks of abolishing clock changes are back on the agenda at the European Parliament. Is now the time to do it? Sean Kelly, Fine Gael MEP, and Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, join us. Sean, you think we should do away with this clocks, you know, what is it, spring forward, fall back. Tell us why.
I have always been against it. And just when I came to European Parliament and I discovered there were like-minded people with the same view. And then we had a committee together and we worked on it because we got scientific evidence. Research had shown that was bad for people's health, particularly those who would be mentally challenged or light sleepers or suffering from autism. And also it was brought in to reduce energy costs at the First World War. But now there are obviously no benefits from an energy point of view. In fact, it probably costs more because once the winter time comes in, you have to have more heating in houses, etc. And also, indeed, it's bad for animals because many of them are killed in motorways. They're used to crossing at a particular time. And indeed, in the latest research I saw, it is actually, without we knowing it, is bad for all of us because it upsets what we call the circadian rhythm. So I think it's a bit of a nuisance. I don't see any great benefits in it. And I think if we got rid of it, we just continue on from day to day as we do normally until we reach this time of the year and then the springtime again.
Dennis, Sean has laid out a very strong argument. We definitely need to do away with this, don't we?
Good morning, Ciara. Good morning, Sean. I know Sean well from meeting in the European Parliament. Like, first of all, I suppose there are bigger fish to fry than this at European level. But from a practical point of view, like, as farmers, we're definitely people who get up early in the morning. And like, at the moment, we're facing that it's dark until 7 o'clock in the morning. And within 2 months, you know, when we get into December, it's going to be dark until 9 o'clock in the morning. So there's definitely a safety issue and a mood issue with the clocks not going back, because especially when it comes to the likes of primary school children going to school in the dark in the morning, there's a safety issue. And also, you know, it's practicalities of it. People standing on the side of the road in countryside waiting for buses and things like that. So it's definitely important that we have safety, number one, and that we're able to get up early in the morning and get our work done, or at least approach our day, you know, positively with light, with daylight. Because as I said, 2 months' time, it's going to be dark. If we don't move back the clocks, it'll be dark until after 9 o'clock in the morning. And I don't think anybody going to work or going to school wants to face into going out in the dark to head to work.
But it's going to be dark at some point in the day. Like, the number of daylight hours doesn't change. It just depends on where they fall, Dennis, during the clock. So is it any worse coming home in the dark than going out in the dark in terms of safety?
Well, I think there's an attitude that when you start your day with daylight, it puts you in better humour for the day. But there's also the practicalities of it. Like, we have our nearest neighbours who are not part of the EU anymore. So are they going to change their clocks or not change their clocks? And how would that result as regards travelling to and from the UK, or even somebody travelling, you know, 500 metres up the road to cross the border and then they go into a different time zone? How do we manage that? Like, so it's more than just an EU decision at this point in time. We would have to have some arrangement with the UK.
But what would we? I mean, you can drive over the border from Portugal into Spain and change an hour. You know, there are time changes within countries. If you're in America, the West Coast and the East Coast are on different time zones. So it's not really rocket science, is it?
No, as I said here from the start, it's not the end of the world. It's something that you get used to, but there are practical issues with it as regards, you know, safety in the morning for people going to work and going to school.
All right. We'll ask Sean about that. What about that, Sean, about people getting up in the dark and it not being safe and maybe putting them in a bad mood, or indeed about Northern Ireland having a different clock time to us here in the south?
Yeah, I think all that is something that could be overcome very easily, because you don't notice the time changing from one day to the next. So if clock change didn't happen, then you wouldn't notice what's happening during the year. Secondly, you could adjust school time if you wished to suit the situation. And of course, there aren't as many people going to school now, walking, etc., as before, but that could be alleviated very easily. And as regards the UK and Northern Ireland, Does anybody really think that the UK are going to be completely out of sync with the rest of Europe and having the logistical nightmare for airplanes, etc., and business by having insisting on having a clock change twice a year from the rest of Europe has got rid of it? So I think that's just something that people have a fear about, but that certainly wouldn't materialise. It might have materialised maybe under Boris Johnson, but certainly not under Keir Starmer and the new government, who are much closer and more aligned to Europe.
All right.
Than ever before. And I just want to say two other things. I mentioned it to Ursula von der Leyen, the President of the Commission, and when I explained what's involved, she agreed completely with me. And actually, a few days later, not by my prompting, obviously, but I saw that Donald Trump tweeted that they should get rid of daylight savings in America. So, okay. Interesting developments.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily rule it being by your prompting, Sean, but sure, because who knows? he does be on the social media quite a lot. But look, I'm going to leave it there with both of you. Thank you both very much for actually fairly laying out both sides of the argument. That is Sean Kelly, Fine Gael MEP, and Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.